on the Coyote Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the YokeCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics, taking you inside the stories of Coyote athletes, coaches, administrators, and more. Now, here's your host, John Thayer.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Welcome back to another edition of the YokeCast podcast. Great to have you alongside for this episode. We are closing in on a new semester in South Dakota. Obviously, the student athletes, all the students at USD completed their finals this week, and now it is on to the next semester after a little break here. Some of these young people will get the opportunity to go home, be with their families. Others will go on road trips. You look at the basketball teams. Women's basketball heads to Tennessee this weekend for a single game. The men's basketball team, however, will be on a week-long road trip, which, of course, gets underway this weekend, and the men's basketball team will be in the state of California. So if you're going to follow along with men's hoops, get ready to, you're going to have to get your nap in during the day because they're going to play three games on the West Coast. All of them start at 7 o'clock local time. That is 9 o'clock Central Time, the tip-off on Saturday night, next Tuesday, and next Thursday when the Coyotes play at UC Irvine, CSU Bakersfield, and San Diego. So it is obviously going to be a lot of late nights, so make sure you plan accordingly and get yourself that nap during the day while you're at work so you can follow Coyote men's basketball coming up in the evening. We're all obviously focused on basketball season now. Unfortunately, the Coyote football season came to an end last week, and obviously we've all had time to process that football game and just the season in general, right? You knew going into it that game was going to be a challenge for South Dakota. I thought it was going to be a really good football game. Unfortunately, it just unraveled really quickly for the Oats, right? A team that we saw play pretty much for the entire season of controlling the ball, taking care of the football, and things like that. All of a sudden, it was the worst game of the season, and it happened just at the wrong time. But I'll tell you what gets me excited about this program and where it's heading is they came off of three wins last year, right? Not a lot of believers coming into this season. They were picked towards the bottom of the Missouri Valley Football Conference. They put that to bed. They ended up the number three seed in the FCS playoffs, and they just made huge strides. I mean, when you go from three wins one year to the three seed in the FCS playoff field, you look at Albany, they're in the semifinals. They had three wins a season ago. But South Dakota and Albany obviously are the stories right now in FCS for their ability to bounce back after a very difficult year a year ago. And I'll tell you what, I like really what these pieces are for this football program. And I don't know what this roster is going to entirely look like going into next season. But I can tell you if a lot of these players stay together like they did from last year, this team will have another opportunity to put itself in a position to make a playoff run. And so I'm excited about that. And obviously we're closing in on the early signing period. That is next week. And we'll find out what players are going to plan to join South Dakota. Some of them may be immediate impact guys. Some of them may be the future of the program. But you'll see a handful of freshmen. You'll see a couple of transfers maybe in that class. And then they'll leave some spots open for, of course, the spring additions. You know, you kind of get through the winter workouts, figure things out with your team and all of that. And then the transfer portal, of course, opens again in the after the spring football season. And so you leave kind of that spot open, a couple of spots open, maybe for potentially filling some holes. But I like what we saw out of this team. We're going to lose some critical players off of this football team. There's no question about it. Some players who have made lasting impacts, whether it's in their entire career, whether it's in a few games, they made big, big impacts. And that was huge. That's huge for where this program is right now. So I'm excited to see what it looks like next year. But, you know, for right now, before we move on, I just want to enjoy what this season was. This was the most wins for a Coyote football team in over three decades. If you think about that, right? It was the mid-80s. Coyotes won 10 games in 85, 11 games in 86, played for the national championship in 86. Who knows? Maybe that's the story written for South Dakota. 10 wins this year, just like in 85. Next year, you play for a national championship like in 86. We can all hope, right? But this was a special, special season, and it should be celebrated as such. From the number of players who had standout performances, you know, in their career, and, you know, we've got a bunch of players who have hit career marks. We had a bunch of players this year score their first career touchdown. The bad news is that means young players are playing. The good news is that means young players are playing, and they're getting the experience to move forward. It was a special football season. It was an incredible crowd in the FCS quarterfinals. And I'll tell you what, the crowds this year, you know, people can make whatever comments they want about the crowds inside the Dakota Dome. But I can tell you this, at least the last three home games that South Dakota had, that was some of the most engaged crowds that I remember being part of inside the Dakota Dome. I mean, just for, and not a game against, you know, South Dakota State or something like that. But, I mean, it wasn't just wait till third down, then we're going to think about hollering and yelling a little bit. This was engaged the entire time. And I know it got tough the last game, obviously. But the crowd was engaged as long as the team was doing well. I mean, the crowd on that first sack, when Jonathan Jonas brought down Cam Miller in the backfield on the first play from scrimmage, that place was absolutely electric. We can continue to build that atmosphere at South Dakota, and I hope we do. I hope the success from this year continues to breed the interest, and you get into next year and you have that engaged crowd, large crowds, engaged crowds. You know, it doesn't take a packed house of 9,000 people to make that place loud. It would be electric, there's no question. But you get 5,000, 6,000 committed fans in that building, it's going to be difficult on the opponent. So the entire football schedule is not set for next year, but we're closing in on that and excited to see where the Coyotes will play, who they'll play, and what this roster looks like next season. But a heck of a year this year, 10 wins, first ever top eight seed in the FCS playoffs at number 3. Never went 7-1 of the Missouri Valley Football Conference. Coach Bob Nielsen keeps saying it. We're raising the standard. We're changing the standard of South Dakota football. If that's the standard, we're in for a lot of fun the next few years. I can tell you that much. All right, but now we're locked into basketball season. Of course, the men's basketball team will be on the road for the next week. They actually are not back home until New Year's Eve. Women's basketball team will hit the road for a weekend matchup at Tennessee Martin. Quick trip out to Tennessee for the Coyote women's basketball team. And then the Yotes are back home next week. They'll host Bradley in the Holiday Hoopla. Santa will be there in appearance next Wednesday. So make sure you mark that down. But that's what we got going on. So we're locked into basketball. We've got other winter sports. Soon spring sports, believe it or not, will be starting up. And we have a lot going on at USD. All right, this week we've got a shorter episode. It's a challenging week for us because we've got a lot of student-athletes who are involved in finals and some of that. But I'll tell you this much. Next week, if everything goes to plan, we'll have some star power here on the Yotecast podcast. But this week, I did get time with Walker Demers, of course, who made the transition from high school to college basketball early. And we talked about her ability to make that adjustment as a early enrollee true freshman last year and how things have changed for her in year number 2.
Walker, your season continues. The women's basketball team closing in on Summit League play, which I know everybody gears up for as we get closer and closer to that. How has the season gone for you?
It's been really good. I mean, I can see an improvement in several parts this year compared to last year, and I'm just excited to watch us grow even more as conference continues and starts.
How different is year number 2 for you individually?
It's pretty different. I mean, you can see it just in the practices. Like, I obviously have, like, more of a leadership role than last year because I was just a freshman and a early freshman at that. So I just think that you can see a lot of chemistry, too, which makes practices and games go much smoother. So
you enrolled early at South Dakota and started playing earlier than a lot of people do. What went into that type of decision?
I mean, it was a hard decision, and a lot went into it. I think I figured out that I was going to do it in 2 weeks. I mean, it was a couple years ago now, but it was definitely around this time. So, but, you know, big piece of it for me was the team and the chemistry that I saw just from an outside perspective. So that made it much easier.
Well, as you started to make that decision and you look at all of the possibilities, right? Mm-hmm. What was the advantage in your mind of early enrolling and starting your collegiate career a little bit sooner?
So I would just say that having that experience, like I obviously came in not knowing if I was going to play or anything like that, but just having the college experience as a freshman compared to a high school basketball player was just like a huge piece for me.
As you were getting close to coming to South Dakota, there was obviously a coaching transition in there. Did that start to sway your decision one way or the other, or make you kind of reconsider that idea?
Yeah, so I had already made the decision, so it was kind of too late to go back on that piece, but it did make me a little bit nervous, as it would probably everyone, but I'm so glad that I made the decision. I don't regret a thing.
As you were going through last season, did you ever think, like, during the season, like, I should still be playing a high school basketball game? Did that ever cross your mind?
Like, when I was playing, I didn't really think of it, but people would come up to me, and I'm just like, oh, wow, yeah, I could be, you know, in the state tournament right now. But it's just, it's so crazy how, like, life can take you in different ways, so.
I don't know, I know you said you didn't know if you would play, how much you would play. You end up starting some games, and some of that due to injury, but you get thrown into it, you grow throughout the course of the year, you end up starting a handful of games, about half of the season last year.
Yeah.
What was that experience like for you in that, you know, you early enroll, you work at it, you finally find yourself on the starting lineup as a early enrollee true freshman? Describe that experience.
It was definitely an experience that, like, you wouldn't expect, but I mean, who would want anything different, like, as a freshman coming in? But I'm just so thankful that my teammates and my coaches had the confidence in me to put me in that position to begin with. So
what was your mindset last year as you started to work through the season?
My mindset was just to get better as a team. I mean, we developed so much chemistry between all of us there. A lot of us are still playing together. So it was just a stepping stone to this year, and, like, we knew that. So
what was your comfort level playing last year? You know, as a true freshman and you're playing all these minutes, you're getting starts. What was your comfort level, and how did it maybe change throughout the course of the season?
Yeah, so coming in as a freshman, I was definitely nervous. Like, I was, the first few games you could probably see it, but as the season went on, like, I learned my role, I learned my teammates' roles, and having confidence in me definitely increased my confidence in myself. So
in high school you had 22 rebounds in a game. It set a record. I'm curious, as you're going through that game, if you can remember it, does it feel like 22 rebounds? Like, how much work is that?
I mean, I was actually just thinking about this last night, which is crazy because I haven't thought about it in a while. But during that game, I don't remember, like, ever being like, oh, this feels like a lot of rebounds. I remember being interviewed, and then I looked at the screen, and it said my stats, and I was like, oh, my gosh, 22 rebounds. That's crazy.
I mean, did you ever think that you could get that many in a game? Because that's a lot.
No, like, I wasn't thinking about them at all. I was just thinking, like, we need to win this game to go to the state championship. That was the only thought going through my head.
So that was a record at your high school in Grafton. Now, do you know the South Dakota record?
No.
You got to set your goals now, right? It's it's 29, so you got to really work for that, 29 at a game.
Yep, looks like 30 is my next one. So
life is all about setting those goals, yeah. and accomplishing that. How have you worked to maybe strengthen yourself to be able to get rebounds in that way? Maybe it's not 30 in a game, but obviously a big part of what you need to do with this team is find a way to get rebounds.
Yeah, so I think a huge part of it is the weight room, and, like, we obviously lift a lot during off season, but I mean, in season we're still going at it. So just having the strength and honestly just the determination to go in and get the rebound every single play is what it takes.
You talk about going into strength workouts and lifting a lot.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a change in your body? Has your family noticed a change in your body since you've come to college and you've worked at it now for a couple of years.
Yeah, of course. I mean, even from last year to this year, I get comments on it from, you know, my grandparents who are just like, what have you been eating?
Right.
And I'm just like, well, you know, it's my diet and also the work that we put in. But yeah, I think that every year there's just a chance of growth there. So
I always think it's funny to look back at some of the players that their freshman year, you know, their profile pictures on your bios, and by the time they're seniors, and how much they have changed just from purely gaining strength, and you notice that throughout the year.
Yeah, I've definitely, because, like, you can even go back, but, like, just from a freshman to sophomore perspective, like, you can see a huge difference, so.
What has been your focus individually since last year, you know, in the off season, early part of this season, to grow into a way that you can continue to help the program?
So a way to help the program, especially this year, is my defense and the rest of my team's defense. Being in, like, a collective, like, effort, it takes a lot of, like, chemistry defensively to be good. And I think for Summit League play, especially when we get in there, the best team is going to be the best defending team. So,
when you look back to your decision to attend South Dakota, what was that recruiting process like for you as you, obviously got some attention and eventually decided that this might be a place for you?
Yeah, so South Dakota was an easy option for me, just because it's a winning culture, but not or besides that, it's definitely just the team chemistry. That's what sold it for me. I mean, all the other schools that I looked at had, like, even if they had a winning culture, I just didn't feel the connection that I had here with the girls.
A lot of these teams do a pretty good job of getting Power 5 games on the schedule. Did you look at prior year's schedules to understand how South Dakota scheduled it and how that might fit into your goals, or did that factor in at all?
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I would watch games, especially when they would play Power Fives or, like, other schools when they would play. And this one just always competed in every single game. It didn't matter who they were playing, you know. They never came in with a mindset like, oh, we're the underdogs. It was always like, oh, we can beat this team, so.
As you've gone through your career here in the first year and a half, if you will, of your career, there's always going to be ups and downs in college athletics. And you go through it as a team, you go through it individually. How do you try to manage through some of those ups and downs, especially the downs? Because everybody enjoys riding the ups, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the downs can get difficult. How do you try to manage that both individually and as a team?
I think it's just like when you are like hitting a low point of the season, or like last year when you're just like losing games, whether that's consistently or whatever, I think just sticking together as a team is really what helps. Like, when it's like it gets bad when you stray off and like you stop talking or whatever, but last year and even this year, like, it's talking to your teammates and just having like just being able to connect off the court.
As you go through, obviously your season right now, you're locked into basketball, and it's a lot of your life. And I know you obviously get a lot done academically as well, but it really encompasses your life right now. And that's just the reality of college athletics. When you're not in season, or maybe when you find some downtime during the season, what types of things is Walker Demers interested in?
So I'm a really big reader. I read a lot. But besides that, I'm usually thinking about, like, this is crazy, but, like, my academics for the next year, or, like, last summer I had an internship just trying to, like, build a resume, you know, for post-grad. So
what kind of books are you into?
I love historical, like, realistic fiction, so yeah.
Okay, very cool. As you think about the future, you're a medical biology major.
Yeah.
Why medical biology, and what do you hope to accomplish with that?
So I love science. I wouldn't say that I got into the major because I want to do something, because I don't even know what I want to do yet. I'm hoping to figure that out by the end of this year, so I kind of just have a track to take. But I just enjoy my classes. I enjoy the science, like the thinking of it. So
It's interesting to get into a field like that without a thought of what you want to do in the future.
It is.
You love science that much that you wanted to get into a medical biology field?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, but it's like, if you're doing something that you, like, you know you like, it makes it easier. And, like, it is crazy to think that, like, oh, I'm working towards something and I don't know what it is. But I really want to choose a career that I'm going to love as much as I love taking these classes. So,
My next thought was going to be, what's your inspiration to it? But you don't even know where you're headed. So your inspiration is just to get a degree and figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, my mom's in the healthcare field, so I think that has a little bit to do with it. But I'd say it's like my high school teachers that really engraved it in me. Like, I was like, wow, this is interesting, hard but good. So
have you thought about where you might end up in the future, back in North Dakota, kind of the area where you're from, somewhere different? Have you considered that yet?
I mean, it does depend on what I am gonna do post grad, but I'm hoping to kind of get away from North Dakota. I've already left, so hoping to stay a little bit.
Yeah, you moved down here south where it's warmer, right?
Yeah, just a little bit warmer.
Is the hope to keep going to warmer weather?
Yeah, you know, I mean, my family's there, but I think that's the only trips I'll be making back to North Dakota.
Speaking of warm weather, you guys had the opportunity this year to go to the Bahamas and neat experience. Obviously, you played basketball and that was the goal, but what was your experience like in the Bahamas, and was that your first trip there?
Yeah, it was my first trip there, and it was so fun. I mean, just the competition that we were able to be exposed to, I feel like that's going to definitely help us later on in the season. But also, we had fun, so it was a good trip.
What did those games, obviously you won one of the three, but you were really in those other games. What did those games, even though there were losses, a couple of them, teach you about your team?
It taught us that we can hang in there. I mean, we already had that mindset, like we're not the underdogs. We can go in these games and we could be, like, we're the better team, like, every single time. But I feel like it's just going to teach us, like, how to finish a game. I mean, you go back to the Arizona game, we were tied going into the fourth. It's just finishing out that last stretch that I think will help us, so.
Last year, obviously, your team dealt with a lot of injuries, and there was a short bench at times. And now you look at it this year, and even though there's still some injuries involved, more players available, you know, the way they brought this thing together, what excites you about this team?
It's so exciting. I mean, our bench is what keeps us in, like, all the time. It's games like yesterday where our bench got to play a lot of the game that – and it just, like, gets me and other people excited to cheer them on, because I know that they cheer for us, like, all the time. So it's exciting, especially for practice. We got a few extra bodies in there.
What's your message to Coyote fans? You know, maybe they've been to check out your team, maybe they haven't yet, but obviously we always need the fans during Summit League play specifically. What's your message to them to come out and check out this team, and why they should?
I mean, their support is just phenomenal. I feel like this is probably one of the best support systems we have in the Summit League. I think that them showing up and cheering us on as loud as they can will help us, even if it might seem like it doesn't. I mean, we talk about it. We love it. So.
All right. Walker, appreciate the time very much. Good luck the rest of the season and throughout your career, but thanks so much for the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That is Walker Demers. She, of course, is on the women's basketball team in her second season at the University of South Dakota. And I'm really excited to see where things go for Walker, because when you talk to her, you can tell that she is confident. It's a quiet confidence, but she is a confident individual when it comes to basketball. And obviously, you know, she was raised that way, but she started all the games this year. She's averaging 7 points, nearly 3.5 rebounds per game. So hopefully things can continue to get better for her. But you heard it. We set the challenge. She's got a high school record for rebounds in a game. Next stop is a USD record for rebounds in a game, which is 29, according to the record books. All right, before we wrap things up today, let's take a look at what is going on in Coyote Athletics. And as you can imagine, they just wrapped up finals week, which means this is going to be a very short what is going on in Coyote Athletics, especially when it comes to home events. But the Coyote men's and women's basketball teams are back in action on Saturday. The women's team will play at 1 o'clock Central Time in Martin, Tennessee against the Skyhawks. Men's team at 9 o'clock Central Time at UC Irvine Saturday night. You can hear both of those games on the Coyote Sports Network. Men's basketball will play on Tuesday at CSU Bakersfield. That is the 19th. It's a 9 o'clock Central Time start time. Women's basketball back in action against Bradley at home in the Sanford Coyote Sports Center next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. And then men's basketball will play on the 21st at San Diego. The old Battle of USDs, 9 o'clock Central Time start time in San Diego, California. And then there will be no Coyote Athletics until we start conference basketball play on the 29th, which the men are on the road, the women are at home, both at 7 o'clock Central Time, and both against North Dakota State, because we all love mirrored scheduling. All right, that is what is going on in Coyote Athletics. I hope you can catch a game, match, or meet very, very soon. For all of the schedule and ticket information, stay tuned to GoYotes.com. Also, a reminder, next week is early signing period for football. That is next Wednesday, so check all of that out at GoYotes.com and on the social media channels. That's it for me. I'm John Thayer. Have a great weekend. Stay safe and go Yotes.
Thanks for listening to YoteCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Coyote Sports Network.